This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Climate Field View. I'll have today's stories coming right up. On This Week in Agribusiness, we share a visit from Commodity Classic with Clint Schaefer, Director of Product Marketing for Platform and Distribution with the Climate Corporation. Visiting with Clint, we discussed how Climate Field View can help farmers save time and maximize profitability during the upcoming planting season.
We have the ability to allow farmers to create a science-based prescription in under 6 minutes. Having that time saving is critical when planting is in progress. You may pull into a field because of wet conditions and you have a different hybrid that's in that planter and you need to make those quick changes. Our farmers that used our advanced seeding prescription actually seen a gain of 5 bushel per acre at the end of the season. So all of those bushels add up, and these are the times when the farmers want those bushels. And those 5 bushels on our advanced seeding really starts affecting that bottom dollar.
See the entire interview by watching This Week in Agribusiness and learn more at climate.com. The governor of Wisconsin has sounded the alarm for fellow Republicans after the Democratic-backed candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court easily won election yesterday. Governor Scott Walker put out a tweet that the party is at risk of what he called a hashtag blue wave. In this fall's midterm elections, the vote count in favor of the liberal candidate wasn't even close yesterday in the race for a 10-year term on the state's high court. And it was the first time in 23 years that a liberal candidate who was not an incumbent won a seat on that 7-member Wisconsin Supreme Court. From This Week in Agribusiness, absolutely it was unsettling to the grain markets when the news hit in the wee hours this morning that China would slap an additional tax on our soybean imports in retaliation for the Trump administration tariffs. Now, there was no clear word on when the Chinese will start collecting the tax, meaning there could be some time for the trade negotiators, ours and theirs, to strike some kind of a deal. And we are hearing that as early as next week, there could be a preliminary announcement on NAFTA that would keep that trade deal in place. So stay tuned. Yesterday was the busiest day for severe weather so far this year, as the South and the Midwest were hit hard from that storm system that stretched from Texas up through the Ohio Valley. Structural damage was widespread, and more than 130,000 homes and businesses lost power. Many folks who didn't have damage when they woke up this morning told me they were surprised they didn't. It was a rough storm with a lot of lightning. And in Xenia, Ohio, there was extensive damage left behind by a confirmed tornado yesterday, 44 years to the day after a tornado there killed 33 people. I remember very well that April afternoon, 1974, that the tornado, actually several, hit across the country. I was a college student on duty as a newsman at WASK Lafayette, Indiana. I've never forgotten the damage I saw. Weather experts called it the jumbo outbreak or the super outbreak because there were 148 tornadoes altogether that evening. 15 were going on at the same time, and 315 people died in that outbreak of storms. 33 of those fatalities in 74 were in Xenia, Ohio. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.